You may have seen on the news, NASA is excited. They claim they've discovered water on the moon. And some folks are wondering why that's got people so excited. And first of all, understand that the big excitement mainly comes from godless scientists. But there's one good reason, practical reason, if you support the space program, and that is that the water could be used as a resource for going elsewhere like Mars and that sort of thing. But the second reason why they're so excited is because of the possibility of life somewhere else other than Earth, which they believe would prop up their evolutionary theory. It excites these godless scientists because they would then use this discovery to try to further discredit the Bible. And they don't want to believe in the Bible for very practical reasons, and some have actually admitted this through the years, because if the Bible is true, then they have to face a holy God. We are sinners, and we're going to be accountable to a holy God, and there will be a judgment day. And God came in the person of Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, born of a virgin, sinless, died in our place, paying for our sins as our substitute, was buried and rose again. And if any man, because all of us are sinners, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, any man rejects that payment, then they have to pay for their sins, and they'll never be able to, and that's why they will spend eternity in a lake of fire. Now, there's no scientific evidence that life can exist apart from carbon-based life forms on the Earth. Even if there's water on the moon, they're not going to find life. Only carbon-based life exists as far as science is concerned. Science fiction is another matter. But no other molecule can support life, and that includes silicon. They used to believe maybe silicon or some other molecule would be able to support life, and it's just turned out through scientific studies that only carbon can produce life. And other requirements, not only this necessity of carbon, but also the planetary position in the local system, in our solar system. Earth is the exact place it needs to be, and that is based on relation to the size of our sun and the size of our Earth and other atmospheric conditions. And so if you look in another solar system, because we know none of the other planets in our solar system can support life like Earth does, they're either too hot or too cold, and so forth. But if you go, they're looking out in all these other galaxies, and they're trying to find Earth-like planets and everything, and they have to have all these, considerations, size of the planet, size of the star, distance from the star, and so forth. And no planet has ever been discovered that could do such a thing. They've spent billions of dollars. They've had millions of man hours and really thousands of wasted lives trying to find a new Earth, and they just haven't found it. And you have movies like Contact, which was actually written by Carl Sagan, based on his book, starring Jodie Foster. And it makes for nice science fiction, but if you want to see fact, watch a documentary called Privileged Planet. And it was available online, and I believe it still is. And by the way, space travel outside of a glorified body to other galaxies is just impossible. And so other things are necessary, too. In our solar system, we have large planets like Jupiter that protects the Earth from being hit by asteroids and that sort of thing. And they call that the solar system cleanup. And the bottom line, though, is that Jesus Christ is the life, according to John 1, verses 1 through 4, which ends by saying, "In him was life." And it says, "All things that were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He is the Word, and he is God." And so you're not going to find water or life just because you found water on the moon or any other planet.